Double J Shocker Productions proudly presents to you
Point Jones.
Welcome to the dark side of specialness. Point Jones is the penultimate podcast of perversion created in the darkest recesses of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Your ever faithful and fair Jonesy, along with the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, are here to guide you through a journey of sex, politics, mayhem, and malaise. You'll laugh, you'll think, you'll shit your pants. We welcome you to Point Jones.
All right, you got to admit, that's the worst fucking intro ever made. Ever. I mean, it's just, woo-wee. The timing is off for half of it. It makes no sense. I apologize, Metallica, to begin with. I mean, holy shit, it's just not very good. That's why we're keeping it, ladies and gentlemen. I'm keeping the old intro, that's right. So now you can walk around all day going, Point Jones, at just the most inappropriate times ever. Point Jones. Everyone loves it. Just go, Point Jones. Shit, I'm basically re-recording it as we speak, you know? So anyways, welcome back to Point Jones. It is a Double J Shocker Productions. The year is 2020. Picture this, 2020, in the middle of a fucking pandemic. Only one man can bring you back from the depths of the despair. And that man is Jonesy. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, Point Jones is back after a 12-year hiatus. You know, nothing big's happened in 12 years, just got married, had a couple kids, new Star Wars trilogy, yada, yada, yada. Everything's fine. We're all having a wonderful time here in the middle of a fucking pandemic. Race riots going on right now. That's a lot of fun, too. Not fun. It's not fun at all. None of this is fun. God, being an adult sucks. I mean, I was 28 the last time I did this shit. Who knows what the fuck they're doing at 28? I had no clue. I barely have a clue at 41 what the fuck I'm doing here. What the fuck am I doing here? I'm basically sitting here talking to myself right now. I don't even have an audience. I probably do. You sad, faithful fucks have stuck with me through years. Oh, by the way, if any of my family's listening and is just appalled by the amount of F-bombs I've dropped in the last 2 minutes, you better get used to it, because I'm sober right now. Good Lord knows what happens when I have a couple drinks in me. That's when the nasty shit comes up. So, if you're a family member and you're listening to this, and you're saying, oh my God, Jonesy, you're the golden boy. You're not supposed to be saying this kind of shit out loud. What would your grandparents think? Sorry, Nanny and Pawpaw. I love y'all to death. You shouldn't be listening to this shit. It's a podcast. You shouldn't know how to listen to this shit. What am I saying? I mean, it's not like you're Amish or anything. You can listen to podcasts. I'm not being ageist here. Ageism is a thing, apparently. No. Y'all can listen. Y'all can love it. Just know that I do have a potty mouth. And we'll be on full fucking display here. So this is not fucking safe for work, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry to say that. If you're listening to this at work, you either work at home, which 90% of the whole fucking country works at home right now, or your boss just doesn't give a shit, or maybe you are the boss. And that's what we're here for today, folks, to make you the boss. No, we're not. Not even close. Anyways, welcome back to Double J Shocker Productions, Point Jones. Here in beautiful Chattanooga, Tennessee. Today is, I don't know what the fuck day it is. June something. 5th? June the 5th. 2020.
What an awful year it's been, man. I mean, just nothing good. Nothing good. We're not even halfway through it. Well, or I guess we're halfway through it now, but oof. We still got the fucking election to come up, ladies and gentlemen. How bad's this shit going to be by that point? I mean, oof. We're already just, you know, just, it's a countdown. It's a Jumanji. So roll the dice and see what fucked up things happens next. I've already had murder hornets. That thing where those fucking chimps stole the COVID vials from some dude in India. It's like 28 days later all of a sudden. Of course, that's dated now. Y'all probably don't even give a shit about that. Who knows what those monkeys are up to now, by the way. I mean, they've probably turned into Planet of the Apes by now. A little fucking Caesar running around screaming, "No!" That's probably pretty loud in your headphones, too, so I apologize. Anyways, we got a lot to cover, a lot of ground to cover. We're not going to try to do it all tonight because I'm not that fucking stupid. You got to, you know, space it out a little bit. You got to space it out a little bit. You got to stretch this shit. Give you something a little bit to come back to, you know? A little something more, a little something, something, if you will. And I'm running this shit solo tonight, too. The Fresh Prince is not here via satellite. But kind of what I've had in mind for the reboot of Point Jones, Double J Shocker Productions, is to kind of take this and make it to an interview format where I interview my friends and colleagues and shit like that and, you know, pick people's brains. And these aren't, you know, these are my friends. You know, fuck you. I'm not, you know, this isn't Howard Stern. I'm not interviewing celebrities and shit like that. It's these little no-name motherfuckers just like me. Just like you. So who knows? Maybe you can be a guest on Point Jones one of these days. Wouldn't that be spectacular? Yeah, I know it's exactly what you want in the world. And it's exactly what I want for you as well. Good fucking times. So anyways, on to politics. Why not? Let's just jump right in to the deep shit. And here's the thing. This is the only warning you're going to get from me. If you're a Trump fan, if you like Donald J. Trump, and if especially if you have a weak constitution, if you are one of those snowflakes, you know, that like y'all like to fucking project so much onto the left, if you get your panties twisted in a wad quickly and easily by shit that people say about your president, number 45, then this podcast, my friend, is not for you. I'm sorry. It's just not. There will very, very rarely be a positive word that comes out of my mouth about Donald Trump, besides the fact that he looks like a giant fucking Cheeto. And I like Cheetos. And maybe that's an insult to Cheetos at this point. But fuck that guy. I mean, good God. I was just sitting here trying to write down some things to try to go over in my mind. I mean, just how I loathe thee. Let me count the ways. 1,000, 2,000, 3,000. I mean, all you can do is just sigh at this point. I mean, what the fuck else can you say about Donald Trump that hasn't been said yet? I mean, the dude is a goddamn traitor to this country. He's betrayed everything. And people still worship him. I've never seen anything like it in my life. I've never seen such a cult following. People that just willfully bury their head in the sand. And as long as it doesn't affect them personally, they don't give a fuck what he does. You know, he can set up concentration camps on the borders. He can fucking try to call in active duty troops to put down peaceful protests over Black Lives Matter. I mean, it's just one awful thing after another, and they eat it up with a spoon because he got a on the lips, man. That's what it's all about, dude. Did you see Trump yesterday, man? He owned those fucking libs. Look at those liberals and they're crying tears. Just cry it away, liberals. Just cry away. I mean, come on. Really? That's all it is? That's all this is about? You want him just because he owns the fucking libs? Because he gets people like me? He gets my panties twisted up? Fuck that. I mean, you just willfully want to see people just get all pissed off about it? Fine, here we are. pissed off about it. I mean, let's completely ignore the fact that the motherfucker is a Russian agent. I mean, he is a Russian asset at this point. Putin has his hand so far up Trump's ass that he could probably feel the fucking Big Mac dissolving in his stomach right now. I'm sorry, the report was... Did this shit stop? What happened? I was flowing. Come on, Audacity. There we go. Whew. Having technical difficulties here at the Point Jones Double J Shocker Production Studios and Laboratories. These things are going all over the place. I need a fucking producer. Someone get over here and produce this shit. I completely lost my train of thought. I have no idea where we're at. Something about Trump, right? Something about Trump? That's where we're at? Something about Trump? Yeah. Anyways, so the Mueller report was all completely right. I mean, it's... No one read it. And then Attorney General Barr, who's the second most dangerous man in America, who had Epstein killed, by the way, fucking print that shit right now. Y'all think Hillary Clinton did it? Are you goddamn serious? Hillary fucking Clinton? She's not a T-1000 Terminator. I wish she was. She'd be a lot more badass. She would have definitely gotten my vote then. But, I mean, come on, man. It's the simplest answer is usually the correct one. In this case, Donald Trump's a piece of shit. That's the simplest answer. That's about all I got. Good night, everybody. I'm just kidding. We're not done yet. Oh, we're only at the 12-minute mark. We still got a lot more shit to cover. We haven't even talked about Star Wars yet. Not even Star Wars yet? We've had three fucking... No, wait. We've had five Star Wars movies come out. And a TV show, and a couple of cartoons come out since my last podcast. Can you imagine going back 12 years ago and telling 28-year-old me what the fuck I just said about brand new Star Wars? I would have flipped my shit. Because back then, we thought it was all over. You know, Episode 3 happened and Revenge of the Sith, which was great. We had a wonderful time doing that. Palpatine and fucking... High Ground and all that kind of shit. And then 7, 8, and 9 came out. All right. I mean, we'll get into this a lot more later. Trust me. Not the only time we're going to be talking Star Wars in this podcast, of course. My fucking show, my fucking channel. We're going to talk a lot of Star Wars. If you don't like Star Wars, then what the fuck is wrong with you? You're part of the problem. You're part of the problem. Enjoy Star Wars. Yes, I don't care if fucking Disney owns them. And yes, I don't care if fucking Disney owns everything. You know what? Fuck it. Disney, give me some money. But goddammit, that's a pretty good advertisement right there, you know? Anyways, I'm all over the place tonight. I'm excited. We're back. We're back on the air. I'm sitting here staring at this little microphone. We're having some good times, folks. I promise you that. All over the fucking place. But that's good. It's where I am. It's where my mind is. My mind's like this. I ramble on a whole lot. That's all I do. And I like to hear myself talk, too, which is pretty bad. You know what the worst part is? I'm going to go back and listen to this shit like 6 or 7 times. Not to try to edit. Just to hear myself talk. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm probably going to even laugh at my own jokes. I haven't even told any jokes. I don't even know if y'all motherfuckers are out there laughing at all. I am. Actually, that's not my real laugh. My real laugh's really high-pitched. It's not a very pretty thing. But that's usually a genuine laugh, though, for me. Anyways. So, how are y'all doing? I hope everyone's good out there. It's 2020. You're probably not too good. Everything sucks. Maybe everything's always sucked and we're just now finally noticing it. Fuck Donald Trump. The segue back. It's a good segue. I like that segue. Never owned a segue. Never ridden a segue. But that was a nice segue. Yeah, I mean, what else can you say about the man? I mean, he has successfully divided this country. I've never seen it as divisive as this before. And I don't know how we come back from this. I mean, I'm not even going to assume that Donald Trump doesn't get defeated this fall. I mean, there's a good chance he wins re-election again. A lot better chance before COVID hit, before the riots hit, before all of that. Yes. But it scares the shit out of me because it feels like we're at a point in this country right now to where, I mean, you can tell we're on that razor's edge. I mean, I never thought that my generation would have all of this shit shoved upon us. And with, you know, so many people. Or getting so much disinformation for so long from places like Fox News and especially the Fox Radio, AM Radio. Sean Hannity, man. I mean, God bless. It's people like him and Bill O'Reilly and people like that. They've been poisoning the minds of our people for 40 years. And, you know, there's really no, and until podcasting came along, there was really no leftist news, or it's definitely AM radio out there. Not that I know of. I'm sure there probably is, but we're in Chattanooga, Tennessee, man. I mean, that shit's definitely not down here. Fox News is now. That shit's everywhere. How is it that you go into a hospital and in the fucking waiting room in the ER, they got goddamn Fox News playing? Are you kidding me? Yes, that's exactly what all these old people need in the fucking hospital waiting room, is to get their blood pumping about immigrants and whatever bullshit fucking caravan nonsense that they've come up with now. I mean, come on, folks. You gotta unplug from that kind of shit for a while and listen to me instead. Yeah, I know, right? I just slipped that right on in. Hopefully we'll get some sponsorships one of these days. Probably not. I'm going to be too controversial for sponsorships. We haven't even talked about sex or anything like that. It's coming. It's coming. That sounded more ominous than it was supposed to be. And, it's coming. I said it. Yeah. I love it, baby. It's good to be back. I've been meaning to get back into podcasting for a long time. A long time. I don't know why I haven't. There's really no good reason not to. Because, I mean, I've always had a lot of stupid bullshit to say. If y'all follow me on Facebook, you know that's a fucking fact. I've always got an opinion. Always got an opinion. Now, I try to not make it too fucking personal, though, you know? Try to keep my opinions never to myself. But that's fine. You are supposed to know how I feel about things. I put it out there for a reason. Not necessarily to even educate folks, because y'all don't need to be educated from me. There's nothing that I can say that y'all haven't heard or thought of yourself. But sometimes you need a fucking loudmouth, short, white, bald dude to say it for you. And damn it, that's why I'm here. I'm here to say the difficult shit that y'all don't want to say. That's how it's going to be. I can take some flack for that. That's fine. That's fine. I don't care anymore. I'm 41. Who gives a fuck anymore, man? 41? Oof, that's old, Jack. Man, I've actually had to start working out because I have gotten fat. I mean, not P-H-A-T, not pretty hot and tempting. I mean, F-A-fucking-T, fat. I'm a short dude to begin with, so there's, you know, nowhere to go but out. And when your belly gets so big that you can't see your dick anymore, you got problems, Jack. And then your dick starts retreating back in like a fucking turtle tweeting, going back into a shell. You gotta fucking start working out again, damn it. Get those T levels back up. God, testosterone. It's some true shit. For all you guys out there, if you're in your 40s, go get your testosterone levels checked. Because if you start, you know, noticing little shit like this, check this out. So I was watching the live-action Cinderella movie with my daughter a while back. And it's not that good. It's not that good. None of the live-action Disney movies are that good. They're all kind of shitty. Aladdin was pretty good, but the rest of them are pretty awful. But I like Cinderella. You know, Cinderella, it worked. It worked. And I cried like a fucking baby at the end of that movie. I couldn't understand it. I couldn't understand it. This is Cinderella. Cinderella. I know how it ends. It's goddamn Cinderella. I cried like a baby. Thankfully, my daughter didn't see me crying. But boy, about the next week I went and got checked, and yeah, my testosterone levels are down, estrogen levels are up, I might as well be growing tits right now. Well, I'm getting fat, so I am growing tits right now. A cups, nothing fun. But you know, they're still titties. So, I turned 40 and I was like, man, I'm 40 now, we're gonna do this, we're gonna fucking change our lives, we're gonna live the next 40 years like the first 40 years. I didn't do a goddamn thing last year, man. Not a damn thing. 40 turned into 41 so fast and so easily that I was shocked. I really was. The night before my 41st birthday, I was really down in the dumps. I really was. I didn't feel like I've really accomplished anything over the last year. And I made it a point. I said, 41 is going to be different. I've said that about every year. If you've been a fan of mine for a while, you'll know, usually, especially in January, brand new year, welcome to 2021, the year of the Jones. Well, guess what? I guess every year is the fucking year of the Jones. It is, really. But I haven't done anything. I don't feel like I've accomplished anything. So 41 hit. I have actually started eating right. I've started exercising every day. I'm kind of proud of myself for that. Now this, granted, we're only on week two. But it almost feels like a paradigm shift to me. It feels like I'm actually trying this time. And I'm not doing it for anyone else. I'm doing it for myself. This isn't to make myself look better for women. This isn't to, you know, appease anybody but me. And that's really the way you got to look at it. And you can't look at it like it's a chore, like it's a hassle. Like, you have to be enthusiastic about working out, Jack. You got to fucking get up and want to go. And you got to. And I feel like it's made a big difference so far. You know, I've run on the elliptical machine every morning, 30 minutes, while watching Community, great show, Netflix, thank you very much. I've never seen it before. I'm always behind on the TV shows, but a wonderful show if you haven't seen it. It reminds me of the early Simpsons, it really does. It's that fucking good and in tune with itself. Although I am on season 4 now, so ugh, I don't know, man. That's what Dan Harmon does to a show. Anyways, so I'm working out. I've lost a good 10 pounds so far. I can see my dick again. My dick is fine. He's wonderful, thank you. And I've noticed I run in the morning. I lift weights every other night because apparently lifting weights at night helps your T levels too. So see, listen to this. You're learning some shit at Point Jones Double J Shocker Productions. Ain't that amazing? You're learning something tonight, ladies and gentlemen. So anyways, so I'm working out. I've lost 10 pounds. I'm starting to get a little bit swole in the arms, which feels great. I shaved my goatee because fuck it, this isn't 2002 anymore, and I'm not 20 years old, and there was way more gray hairs in there than there used to be. So I've gone back down to the old slim chin. It's not that slim anymore. But, you know, I'm trying to work off the old fucking turkey gobbler underneath it as well. God, getting old sucks. What a piece of shit. But we're going to make the best out of 41, ladies and gentlemen. And getting this podcast started back up is a big fucking part of it. This won't be the last time that you hear from me. I promise you that. And hopefully next time I'll be a little bit more organized with my thoughts, because this has just been just verbal diarrhea from beginning to end. I don't feel like I've barely come up for air, besides the fact when Audacity was fucking with me and I couldn't get some shit figured out around the middle part. But you know what? I kind of like it raw. Bup, that's what she said. Where was I going with that? I like it raw. I like this unfilteredness of this. I think that we've got a good format coming up here. We're going to be talking a lot more politics. Once again, if you don't like politics, then go fuck yourselves. I'm a political science major. I'm here to talk politics, damn it. It's what I do. I've got to use this stupid fucking degree for something. Otherwise, I mean, I haven't used it for anything yet besides knowing how to yell at cable news every night. I yell at CNN like I was watching fucking WWE. I forgot. For my friend Bert out there who wanted me to do a Paul Bearer impression. Oh, yes, he's a murderer. There's going to be plenty more old school wrestling shit to come as well. And for you young folks out there who have no idea what the fuck I just did, then educate yourself on some good old school wrestling, because wrestling these days sucks. Well, kids, we've hit the 28-minute mark of just nothing but just up and down verbal diarrhea. That is how I roll, baby. And I hope that's how you roll, too. Roll with me next time, will ya? We're going to try to get this fucker uploaded, hopefully soon. iTunes, Google Play, maybe even Spotify. I don't know. Who knows? We might even pick up a little following here and there. But you know one thing I'm not going to do is fuck with the comment section. So if y'all got some negative shit to say about me, fucking fire away, goddammit. I don't care. Love me, hate me, learn to live with me, because I'm the best thing going the day. Woo! Little nature boy there for you. Yep. Boys and girls, I love y'all to death. If you've made it this far, you're a true fucking fan. And I love you and I thank you for that. Thank you for all the support that all of my fans and friends have given me out there. For the Fresh Prince of Mil-Air, who's been pushing me and pushing me and pushing me to do this shit again. Thank you, brother. We're going to do this shit right. We're going to do it the right way. And we're not going to stop this time, damn it. We're not going to stop. I've got plenty to say. I mean, I could probably go on for a long time, but I want to kind of keep this at 30 minutes for right now. So, until next time, ladies and gentlemen, Point Jones is back. We're back, baby. We're back and we're better than ever, and we're going to have a lot of fun in the future. I want y'all to start thinking up of some topics. Let me know what you want to hear me talk about. I will talk about just about anything. I don't care. You bring up a topic, I'm going to fucking handle it. I'm going to handle it. I'm at least going to give you an honest opinion of how I feel about it. And that's all we got for today, ladies and gents. Love y'all much. Stay well. Stay safe. My God, it's 2020. It's halfway through, baby. We can make it. We can make it together, and we can make it together with Double J Shocker Productions, Point Jones. So, go listen to that fucking awful intro music again, and remember, Point Jones.